find evidence of real change in the landscape of Afghanistan from America's time there? Charles Sennett, founder of the Ground Truth Project, tells us that we must look in smaller places than the vast construction projects that are already joining the rubble of old forts and crumbled monuments from wars past. Foreverstan, Afghanistan on the Road to Ending America's Longest War, looks into the faces of the young people born after 1980 who have known absolutely nothing but war. For them, the fight is for education, especially girls' education, in a country where all the odds are against them.
The Zabuli Education Center outside of Kabul, where we had Beth Murphy, a videographer, spent 3 years, 10 trips there, going and really studying the school and getting to know it very intimately from inside the classroom, and particularly through her relationship with Razia John, who is the founder of the school, who actually lives in Massachusetts, here in Wellesley, Massachusetts, and had this dream of building this school and has executed that.
The day our school opened, there was another girls' school. And because the girls were running around in the courtyard laughing, and some people were passing by, most probably Taliban, and they threw hand grenades and they killed these girls.
The girls' school there is one of these just portraits of the resiliency of the Afghan people. You see the young girls so dedicated to their studies, defying things like the pressures to be married off at age 13 or 14, and how they're really fighting for their education. And Razia John is taking their side within these very traditional families. We also saw, for example, scenes like one of the administrators at the school every morning tests the well. She takes a ladle and has a big sip of water because the Taliban has been known to poison the wells at these girls' schools. So this sense that these older women, the teachers, the administrators, are putting their lives on the line to educate these young girls really comes alive in the pieces that are part of the project.
Is this why Razia John seems to want the Americans to stay? And we can hear her comment here.
America is never going to leave Afghanistan for many, many years to come. And they will not make the same mistakes as they've made in Iraq.
Is that an expression of faith there from her?
It's a hope. I think her sense is that when the U.S. leaves, great uncertainty will set in, and almost inevitably, the girls' schools will be closed. She has a very powerful phrase, which she shared with Beth Murphy, which is the title of a feature documentary that will be released later this year. And that is, her saying was, "No one knows what tomorrow will bring." And in that one phrase, I think you really capture the sense of uncertainty in Afghanistan. There's great hope about the girls' schools that have been built, but there's a real fear that they are more than likely going to get shut down because the Taliban is not giving up. And I think that's the full circle of the Ring Road.
There's a bit of a web of hope here. You found a hopeful connection that's also tragic in the same way between this school and someone in Wellesley, Massachusetts, Patty Quigley, who's a 9/11 widow who serves as executive director of Razia's Ray of Hope Foundation, which is actually supporting this school. Let's hear from her.
I think that we need to be partnering in some way with them. We went in and we destroyed a lot of the country. The country's been in war for almost 50 years now. So how can you expect somebody that only knows war to be peaceful? I think education does that.
How does she connect her experience with 9/11 with what she's doing now, do you think?
I think the connection for Patty is direct. The sense that she had tremendous loss in her own personal life, looking for ways to both heal, but also to find some way for reconciliation, a better way forward. The connection happens between Razia John, who is a seamstress, who's got a wild story all of her own, which Liz Ross tells very well in a radio piece that really ties these two lives together, which was on WGBH. That tie between these two women, Razia John, an Afghan immigrant to the United States who felt terrible after September 11th and who wanted to do something to have the world and particularly America see her country in a different light, really know that it's a place of great culture and a place of great history, and not just a place out of which Al-Qaeda set its base and the Taliban ruled. You know, she really wanted to reintroduce America on some level to Afghanistan. that yearning on Razia's part combined with the need to connect on Patty's part, and it brought them together to dedicate many years of their lives to building this school and to building it very successfully. It's a healthy, vibrant school, and really producing this generation of young girls who are the first generation in Afghanistan of girls to be educated in a very long time.
And as we can hear from Liz Ross's piece, Patty Quigley really wants it to be sustainable.
You cannot build the school and walk away from it in Afghanistan. You have to stay there and manage it and watch it and make sure that the community feels like it's part of them.
And yet the handover proceeds.
Well, this is the conundrum that I think the whole of America feels, that we know that September 11th was a searing experience. It was an attack on our country. The response in Afghanistan was one that was purposeful. I think it's very different from the war in Iraq that way. And maybe that's why we're still there. I think the commitment holds. Patty put it very well when she said, you can't build the school and just walk away. I think there's a lot of people, not only in the military, in the State Department, and in the White House who feel that way. A lot of Americans feel that way. And I think as we approach the drawdown, which will likely begin to take effect in 2016, where we'll see the 10,000 troops that are there now probably be cut to 5,000. But we keep seeing them pushing it off because I think there's a sense here that when the United States leaves, when the international community packs up and pulls out, it's not clear that Afghanistan and the institutions that have been built, including the girls' schools, are actually going to hold together. There's, in fact, great fear that everything will fall apart.
We've been speaking with Charlie Sennett, the founder of the Ground Truth Project, about the series Foreverstan, Afghanistan, and the road to ending America's longest war. The series was produced in partnership with WGBH, includes local reporting from The Takeaway as WGBH producer Liz Ross. Charlie, thanks so much.
Thanks, John.
To learn more about the Foreverstan Project, visit thetakeaway.org or PRI.org.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.